Rex.
Well, good morning, Brock Hunter.
Footlong.
What's up, man?
Before we get to stupid quickies, I need to make sure everyone knows about your new shirt that is coming today.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I did send that to you earlier.
Hunter sends me a picture. Hey, this is what I'm getting today. And it is
I can't wait.
It is a T-shirt. Would you want to tell everyone what you spent?
You go ahead. You can tell them.
Okay. Hunter spent, a grown man who just turned 37, by the way.
Yep.
All right.
Yep.
Used money to buy a shirt that says, I'm a potato, and it has a potato on it.
Picture of a potato smiling with it.
Again, a grown man at the age who has a mortgage, all right?
I'm a potato.
Who has a wife, all right?
I can't wait to wear that thing around.
He bought a shirt that has a cartoon potato on it.
And it's a cute potato. He's got a big smile on his face.
He is a cute tater. He is a cute tater. You know, I'm a potato.
A potato. I don't know why.
What is wrong
I bought
with
that,
you?
But I couldn't stop laughing when I saw that shirt.
I was like,
you know what? Here's my money.
How your wife does it every day is just baffling to me.
It's just astonishing. It's going to be my new gear.
Do you mind sharing how much that T-shirt costs? Is that okay?
It was like $20, I think.
That's about $15 too many.
You know?
I'm a potato.
Hey, once you see me sporting this shirt, you're going to be like, damn, that's...
I guess it's worth it. It's worth the $20 for the laughs, for sure.
Just when you see the potato, it just makes you laugh.
That's a cute potato. You are a potato, little potato.
I'm a potato.
So, yeah, just wanted to share that with everyone, that Hunter bought a shirt that says, I'm a potato.
You know why? Because I'm a potato. Brian.
Because F you, that's why. Anyway, let's keep moving here. It's time for everyone's new favorite bit. It's time for stupid. I'm a potato. Stupid quickies.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, drop it.
Yeah.
I might drop this weekend at the wedding.
Oh, dude, that'd be great. Like, oh, man. Is that funny tuba music? What about this? The British tabloids say that a recent Loch Ness monster sighting just turned out to be an alpaca going for a swim.
Ah, dang it.
We need to give this all up. All right.
I want Nessie to be real, Brock.
Nessie, El Chupacabra, Mothman, all of it. Just stop. Just stop, all right?
Let it be real. Come on. You know what? We need this more than ever. I'm getting old. I just turned 37 yesterday. There's things in life when you get older that you kind of need. I need a little spice. And you know what? It's spicing it up if somebody was like, Nessie, here it is.
I don't know. That sounds terrifying. That thing's swimming around. That's a big old sea monster.
Could you imagine being in your kayak? The shadow shows up underneath your
oh my God, is that? Oh wait, it's just an alpaca going for a swim.
It's a hairy Nessie.
Yeah, right there. What about this? There's a blood shortage in New York City, so officials are partnering with more than 25 breweries to do a beer for blood drive, because nothing like taking blood out of your body and then putting booze in it. All right?
Exactly. Everybody's wasted.
Look, why don't you just sit down for a minute, eat this cookie. No, I want that beer you promised me. This thing's going to go right to my head.
Hey, you got to give and take, man. They know what draws people. Beer.
I'm going to replace that quart of blood with a quart of beer. No, that's not going
to
end well.
Yeah, don't they tell that to you? Like, when you give blood, they're like, hey, don't.
Yeah. Usually they have you sit there.
Doing some boozing after this.
They have you sit there because you just took blood that's supposed to be in your body out of your body, okay? Yeah. And that's going to change your BAC, man.
Seriously, though, when you look at that bag, after a while, you're like, that's a lot of blood.
Yeah.
Cap this off. I'm done giving blood.
The nurse walks away like, hey, aren't you supposed to watch how much blood you're taking out of me? No, it'll be fine.
She's squeezing it back into your body like a Capri Sun.
Look, I don't want you to freak out, but we took too much blood. We took too much blood.
So we're just going to squeeze this bag and push it.
Just drink this. You'll be all right. You'll be all right. Lastly, in your stupid quickies, a water park in Missouri had to close due to flooding damage.
Wait a second.
Hold on.
Does that make it better?
Wait. You're saying there's too much water at the water park?
Wait a second.
Wait. I'll admit, I'm not the smartest guy here.
But.
Isn't that where the water's supposed to be?
Exactly. I still kind of want to go.
Like, so the wave pool just has more water for waves. Like, it's
more
bigger
waves. It's
bigger
more
waves,
waves,
right? Right. The lazy river's just got a little bit more in there. All right.
You know that tube water slide? It's just packed. It's just full of water now. You just swim through it.
flooding damage at a water park. What kind of sick joke is this?
Open the gates.
Look, you're saying I can still get wet. I'll actually get more wet, right?
You know, I've never heard of such a thing.
That is ridiculous.
I, you know what? Honestly, in my entire life, I've never heard of such a thing.
We got free water. It's extra water. You don't have to pay for it. Anyway, I guess that's what happens down in Missouri. You got too much water at the water, but you're going to get too wet, and we can't have that.
We like our water parks a little more dry down here.
Yeah, you know, so when you go down that slide,
which happened to me, by the way.
Oh, there goes a layer of skin.
A nice, thick layer of skin, too, on my heels. Oh, my God. It smoked. It literally smoked. It ruined my entire week.
What is that noise?
Real quick, hey, I'm gonna tell you the story again. Pleasure Island. It was in Muskegon, I believe. It's not there anymore. But they had the black hole, and it went around a corner. Well, I was the first one down the black hole of the day. Water doesn't go up on the side of the slide when you're just pouring it down from the top. Dude, I hit that corner. I'm serious. It smoked. My dad carried me around the rest of the day. I couldn't walk. I mean, it was loud, aggressive, and my skin was left with that slide.
Some kid caught that in his mouth, the next one down. Oh, is that foot skin? This water park sucks.
You should have seen my heels, man.
Well, if it would have flooded, you wouldn't have had that problem.
Exactly.
Right down there. Anyway, all right. There you go. That is your stupid quickies for a Wednesday. We're going to take a break. Your comedian for today is Jake Johansson. Yeah, there you go.